And begin by just tuning into your breath. A friend told me a few days ago that she's doing very well, sheltering at home and working from home. Actually happier than I've seen her many times in her life. And she said, every day she's alive, she's just grateful. Whenever the fact that she can breathe makes her happy. So we just notice how the body's doing. Allowing it to relax and settle. And then turning to the mind and checking in. And what's the state of the mind now? I want to lead you through a meditation that uses the first three noble truths as a way of working with feeling. I'd like for you to recall a feeling, a challenging feeling like fear or anxiety. Perhaps not the biggest one, but if you choose the biggest one, that's also okay. And just bring to mind very briefly the situation or circumstances. We don't have to look too far right now to find something that will bring up a challenging feeling. And then set aside the circumstances and just, as you remember that feeling, bring your attention to the place in your body where you feel it most strongly. And if that doesn't immediately make sense, then just consider that when you feel this feeling, your stomach might be a little tight. Or maybe your throat, there might be some heaviness in your chest. Whatever it is, just wherever that feeling resonates in the body or presents itself in the body, that's where we'd like to place our attention right now. Now, if the feeling is very strong, then the signals from the body might be quite strong. But if it's not very strong, then it might be more subtle in the body. You can actually increase the feeling a little bit in the body by bringing up the situation again to mind. For the purpose of being able to turn towards this particular instance of dukkha, now noticing this feeling, I want to invite you to investigate. And this, of course, requires mindfulness. How big is this feeling? This presentation of it in the body. Is it hard, or is it spiky, soft, cold? And consider the temperature, the texture, the size, even the color, if it had a color. As soon as we ask questions about this feeling, we're not in it, we're watching it. And this is mindfulness. We want to stay present with this feeling in the body, observing it. We observe this feeling in the body and notice, is it the same now as it was a moment ago? Staying present with this feeling. Helps us to gain the strength to face whatever we feel. And we can bring kindness to it. Compassion. Because even though we're feeling it, there's that part of our mind observing. That's not caught up. This is impermanent. It's changing. as we stay with the feeling we're experiencing, if it's still there, we might notice that it shrinks down or becomes more diffuse or changes in some other way. We have the opportunity, if we wish to investigate a bit about where this feeling attaches or what we might be clinging to causes this feeling to arise. This is not intended to be analysis, rather contemplation. So just allow the thought of what is the clinging to rest in the mind without pushing for an answer. And as you observe, breathe. Allow the feeling to change. Notice the change. Notice that your mindfulness is not dragged into this feeling. You can observe it from a place of wisdom and compassion. Just relax, feel that feeling internally. At some point, you may feel that feeling in the body dissolve completely. At some point, you may have some insight arise, some flicker of understanding of what lies at the root of this feeling, the cause. And when that happens, it really is the second noble truth. And it's an experience of it. Locating the cause for dukkha in this instance. Once we know the cause, and we let go, then we experience the third noble truth, the cessation of dukkha. And it may take many times to be in contact with the same feeling. So we come to know it, to understand it. Let it go. Letting go of the clinging. Now spend a few minutes really focused on kindness towards yourself and all beings. We all suffer physically, mentally, even the fully awakened being, the Arahant, the Buddha himself had physical suffering. But once the mind is fully free, the mental suffering is over. And each time, we take the time to bring attention to the suffering we feel and uncover the attachment that's behind it, the specific attachment. We come closer to that reality of freedom. From suffering. So with kindness and compassion, reflecting on all the human beings, sharing this challenge that we're in currently, and also experiencing all the ordinary, normal challenges of life. Knowing that kindness and compassion heals. And that we can offer that anytime to ourselves and to others.